I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. I give you all of me, withholding nothing. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. I give you all of me, withholding nothing. I give you all of me. 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 King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me. I give you all of me. King Jesus, my Savior, forever I give you all of me. 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 Sovereign God, Lord and King, you're our ruler, governor. given unto me. You are God Almighty, Lord of glory, sovereign King you are. You are also holy, Lord, you're worthy, sovereign King you are. You are ruler, healer, lover, revealer, ruler, healer, lover, revealer, ruler, healer, lover, revealer, ruler, healer, lover, revealer, sovereign God, Lord and King. You're our ruler, governing. Spirit, breathe into me. Dominion given unto me. And we bow. We bow our hearts and we bow. We bow our lives and we bow. We bow to the one who's eternal in majesty. And we bow. We bow our hearts and we bow. We bow our lives and we bow. We bow to the one who's eternal in majesty. You are ruler, healer, lover, revealer, ruler, healer, lover, revealer, ruler, healer, lover, revealer, ruler, healer, lover, revealer. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I give you all of me. I give you all of me. I give you all of me, withholding nothing. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I give you all of me. I give you all of me, withholding nothing.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kalen. Thank you so much for watching us in this morning. Good morning, good morning. First, I want to thank Ms. Simone for greeting us this morning, greeting everybody with joy this morning. We appreciate you and all that you do. And song is Kaylin. Mr. Kaylin, we appreciate you. Give it all. I surrender. Give it all. I give it all to you this morning. Thank you so much. So appreciate you. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. And today I want to share with you what we have been excited about and on this journey. Hallelujah. Been on a journey for 12 years. Let me just share a little bit about this. In October 2010, our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Bacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, shared this journey with us. And they stand on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, "But you I cried out, Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin this day. And we also have a website that you can visit when things get heavy on your heart and you need a word from the Lord. You can go to this website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All the message has been archived on that site, as well as the bio of our awesome speakers. And you feel free to share this page with each and everyone that you come in contact with. We so appreciate that. The theme for this year, 2022, is God's Requiring Immediate Obedience. God's requiring immediate obedience in all instructions us to do. But with immediate obedience, we will continue to experience restoration, divinity, protection, create miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. That is so awesome. If you've been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as the greeter, as Minister Simone, as the songs, as Minister Kaylin, as the host, as yours truly, or share word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request, a praise report, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But on Friday, on the second half of this call, we take your prayer request and your praise report live. So if you want to do it before, it's good. So we appreciate you guys and all that you do. Our phenomenal company, Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 33 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. We have great progress that the world become healthy. And I share with you, become wealthy. Wealthy also. The morning motivation call, held Monday through Friday, right after this call, a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of these wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. And that PIN code is 294-617-pound. 294-617-pound. And if you have been charged, we have a bypass that you don't have to be charged. So that bypass number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. You called that first. Today is Awareness Wednesday, and we are excited about my success coach. Mr. and Mrs. Flanagan will be doing the Awareness Day host. And the topic today is going to be mental illness, and we want to make sure you share that number. And if you have the flyer, you can share with each and every one. I put it on my Facebook so we can all be able to be share with others. Today, let me just share, we are going to be attending our region, which is going to be in Houston, in this month. So you guys judge yourself in quarterly, and just be aware, and I'm excited about where we're going, and also the Cancun trip. So if you can keep yourself focused on that, I think my name is on the list. I am thanking God for that. Well, let me just introduce you to our speaker this morning. She needs no introduction, but I will give you just some highlights on her. And she is a person, we say she's an I am lady, and she said, count it all joy. I have to keep that in my head, count it all joy when things are coming at me. I have to remember, County. Oh, joy. I know you know who I am speaking about. None of the speaker this morning, as her name is Prophet Kai. Prophet Kai was born in New York City, currently reside in the great state of San Antonio, Texas. She was called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led to a seminary where she received her minister of pastoral counseling, member of the divine and pastoral ministry. She stands on this scripture. I keep it in my mind all the time now. Jeremiah 29:11. Well, I know the plans I have for you. That is so true. He knows the plans, so we have to be really serious about that. She also, well, no, let me go back. We also have a son named Christopher. She loves him to life. He is such a son that, you know, you can be proud of. So she is so proud of him. He's doing excellent. That's a good thing. Before I go and let her come to the on the platform right now, I'm going to have a prayer. And right after this prayer, the next voice you will hear will be Prophet Kai. Almighty God, forgive us for taking your authority and power for granted. Sometimes it takes us to an outsider to remind us that you are God. You're God alone. You know everything. You have the power to move us. You love us, and we have to love others. Lord, I ask this day that you pour into Prophet Kai the words that will keep us focused on you today, Lord. Keep our minds stayed on you. Lord, we love you. We adore you. We appreciate all that you do today. We can't thank you enough. Lord Jesus, give us the strength to go on today, Lord. Help us to be who you want us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Prophet Kai, the floor.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And, of course, I have to say thank you to our two amazing and dynamic co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, all honor, all worship to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Daddy God, and the Holy Spirit. We are in the midst of a series, Count It All Joy, Understanding the Assignment. The assignment is worship. So we are in the midst of the assignment of worshiping God. And I am just so thankful to be before you yet again, because I know God does not take it lightly, and nor do I, when he assigns us to come before him and bring a word. And we are in the midst of talking about worshiping him. I surrender all to you. Withholding nothing. I tell you, I don't know. Well, I do know, you know, God is always in the midst. Kaylin and I don't talk, but she is always so right on time. She's always so right on time. Withholding nothing. See, our act of worship is withholding nothing from God. The assignment is worship, withholding nothing from him. Withholding nothing from him as we worship him. Romans 12:1-2, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, withholding nothing. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. See, if you're presenting your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, you're withholding nothing from God. See, that is truly worship. If you're presenting all that you are, your entire being, which is your reasonable service. That is truly an act of worship, which is withholding nothing. That is truly an act of worship. I don't know about you, but I truly want to worship God that way, withholding nothing from him. See, because if I'm presenting my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, that means I am giving all to him. Because I'm laying it at his feet. I'm taking all of me to the altar, saying, Lord, here I am. Send me. I'm giving you all of me, and however you choose to use me, God, is okay for me. Father, here I am. Use me as you see fit, O Lord. But are we in that place where we can truly be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service? Can we truly worship him like that? Have we chosen to put ourselves in a place like that? Have we truly decided that we can count it all joy, understanding the assignment is worship? I don't know about you, but I want to be in that place where my every act, my every thought, my every deed is worshiping God. Philippians 3:3 says, for we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Let me read that again. For we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. See, we worship God, and we're told to worship God in spirit and in truth. So our spirit connects with his in spirit. And we worship him in spirit and in truth. Can't do one without the other. Because we want our worship, come on now, let's be real. We want our worship to be in spirit and in truth, because we want our worship to be from the spirit, which is what connects with his. And we want our worship to be informed by the truth of the word, because we don't want to just be worshiping him any old kind of way. But we want that worship to come from the truth, which is informed by the word of God. So we got to make sure that we are connected through the Spirit and by the truth of the Word. We've got to connect through the Spirit, Holy Spirit in us, connecting to the Spirit of God and worshiping him in truth, not just any kind of way. See, he gave us his Word so that we could connect and worship him properly. We've got to take the time to know and study the word and make sure that we are connecting to our God according to his word. We can't omit the truth in that scripture from that scripture in John. We can't. We can't just do it our way. He gave us the word for a reason. John 4:23-24. But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. He gave us the word for a reason, and we can't omit the truth part. We can't just omit the way we are. We can't just omit how and do it the way we want to do it. We've got to worship him in spirit and in truth. It can't just be one or the other. The word is the word. And we can't take it and just worship him, you know, in feeling. It's got to be both and. So we've got to make sure that we are connected to the word according to the word. So when we go to worship God, when we spend time in his word, and we count it all joy, understanding the assignment is worship, we have to make sure we've spent time in the word and understand how our worship is to be ordered. God didn't just leave us the basic instruction before leaving earth just because he left it to us as the blueprint for our relationship with him. See, we should be praising him that we have the blueprint. See, our brothers and sisters who were in biblical times didn't have a blueprint. They had to figure it out as they were going along. We have the blueprint. Not only do we have the blueprint, which allowed us to build the building, we know the back of the book and know the end at the beginning. We have an advantage that they didn't have. We know that we know that we know that we have eternal life in the end. That should be a shout right there. See, I know my destiny. And although that might not make each and every step easier, I mean, that may not make every step easy, it makes it easier because I know my end at my beginning. Doesn't make it easy, but it does make it easier. At least for me, I can't speak for you. I still have my struggles. I still have my trials. I still have those moments where I want to throw my hands up and say, okay, I'm done. But when I get to those moments, I press deeper in because I realize, yes, Father, thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Even in the midst of this storm that my family is going through with our G1s, which is what we call my parents and their siblings, even under the attack that they are under right now, my generation is pressing further into the Father, knowing that he has ordained this time and knowing that even with the storm, even though that they are under attack right now in their body, that we are going to press in further because the enemy, even though he wants to take them right now, and they are all having physical attacks, we're going to press in even harder because we know what our relationship with God is, and we know that we have a right to call in and press in prayer because the enemy can't have them. And even though it's hard, and even though we're going through some things, I have a right in my relationship with God to tell the enemy to take his hands off of them. So that's what I'm doing. So see, we have the right in our relationship, in my worship, to count it all joy, even though it's hard, even though I get tired, I'm not going to allow the enemy to steal my joy. So we have a choice to worship God in spirit and in truth, no matter what it looks like. No matter what it feels like, no matter how tired we get, we can choose to worship him. I don't know about you, but I choose to worship him. I choose to count it all joy, no matter what. And if we walk in the scriptures, if we choose to remain in that place where we are in worship, where we are choosing our relationship with God, where we are choosing to do our reasonable service. See, I get stuck in this place where Jesus did the unreasonable by going to the cross, and all God is asking me for is the reasonable. See, every time I get to the point where I'm frustrated and I want to give up, I think about that. Jesus did the unreasonable, was bruised and beaten and brutalized for my sin. Mine. See, I got to make it personal. My sin. That lie I told 3-4 days ago. That misstep. The fornication. Come on now, let's make it real. Let's make it real. Yeah. Come on. Make it real. Make it personal. All those things that we do that we should not do, he took that upon himself when he went to the cross, so that we could be returned to right relationship. Yeah, you know that lie you told yesterday to get out of work? Yeah, he took that too. Come on now. Let's make it real. So that we could be returned to right relationship. Make it personal. And it says, present yourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. See, he did the unreasonable. See, come on. Stop trying to be holier than thou. Stop judging your brothers and sisters. Stop pointing at that speck in their eye when you got a log sticking out of yours. See, we want to act as if we are not that person who Jesus went to the cross for. No, we all are. The word says all have fallen short and missed the glory of God. Oh, Lord, okay, we took a little detour there. Let's get back onto the notes. Because some of us get to the point where we act as if he didn't go to the cross for us, as if we aren't in that all have fallen short and missed the glory of God. But let he who was without sin cast the first stone. Everybody walked away. Nobody picked up a rock. No one could, because none of us are without sin. But we can all present ourselves as living sacrifice and worship God in spirit and in truth. We can all do that. We can all count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is worship. See, we can all do that. We can all fall down and worship God. We can all repent and turn from our wicked ways. See, we can all do that together.
See, we can all relate to John 4, 23 and 24. See, we can all do this together. The assignment is worship. See, God desires that we worship him in spirit and in truth. It's a choice, my brothers and sisters. It is a choice to count it all joy. It is a choice to understand the assignment. It is a choice to worship God. What choice are you going to make? What choice am I going to make? What choice will we make together as a TMC family? Will we choose to worship God? Count it all joy, understanding the assignment. The assignment is worship. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. I mean, Prophet Cap, for that on-time word, counted all joy. I was taking notes. I worship him. We choose to worship him and count it all joy. I so appreciate you and all that you do. After a few announcements, I will call you back to close us out in a benediction. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for a new day. Let our eyes stay focused on you. Hallelujah. You deserve to worship this morning. Worship him in truth and heart. Wholehearted, just worship God. Don't be idle. Worship him. Lord, we thank you for Prophet Cal for that message this morning, Lord. We worship you in spirit and truth. We count it all joy. We want to remind ourselves to stay focus on the scriptures. Lord, you know that's what we need. Lord, we ask you to bless Prophet Kai over and over again, Lord, that she won't have enough room to contain. Lord, we thank you this morning. Lord, we thank you for our two amazing co-founders, Lord. We give them praise this morning for this call. They share with us the time for us to just to relax and breathe in and the joy of your presence with us. We thank you for everyone that joined us here this morning and brought up with my prophet. Lift up every Diaz de Leon family and share an artist's life with us worldwide. That's why we connected here, that we thank them. We also thank everyone in the call center. We thank them for all that they do. We want to pray, lift up everyone in the nursing home, the hospital, the group home. Lord, strengthen them like never before. They strengthen their bodies that they may get up and do as they wish. We cover everyone that has that COVID, Lord, right now is on the rise. Lord, we have to be careful again. Hallelujah. I guess it's no surprise to you. So, Father God, we pray for the people in Ukraine. Lord, give them the strength. Lord, pray for Putin and all that he does. Lord God, help him to understand we have to have a heart here. Lord, we pray for everyone in bereaving family right now. You know them name by name, family by family, comfortable like never before, Lord. They need you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you just in your name. And everyone say amen, amen, and amen. Let me just say, I'm going to share with you the playback of this powerful message. Go out and share with everyone. Count it all joy this morning. That number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085. And the access code is 957-677-pound, 957-677-pound. And right after this call, the New Morning Motivation call will be held, and that number is 667-770-1525, 667-770-1525, access code 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. Again, I want to thank you, Ms. Simone, for greeting us this morning, and Ms. Caleb for song us. of praise and worship this morning. We so appreciate you guys. And I want to also thank everyone that's on this call this morning, because God is good. Thank you, Prophet Kai, once again, for that powerful message this morning. We are counting all joy. Will you close us out in the benediction, please?
Yes, and thank you, Minister Cynthia, for hosting us with such Jesus joy as always. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we want to make sure that we always, always, always continue to allow you to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path, and that we bow down and worship you in all that we say and do. Father, you continue to lead us and guide us into all truth, Father, as we continue to give your name the praise, glory, and honor that is due you, because you are the reason that we can do, be, and say all the things that we are, Lord. Father, you are the reason that we can live, and we give your name the praise, glory, and honor as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence. We honor you. We worship you. We adore you, Lord, because you are God all by yourself. Father, we thank you and we love you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, my TMC family, continue to go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace.